Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
I feel pretty good. Got the cast. Had a lot more range of motion than I anticipated. I think at this point, it's really just about getting that strength back. Pain management also, but at the same time, I want to play as early as possible. But the coaches and the trainers want me to be smart.
The news was encouraging Monday for Jordan Matthews. The wide receiver is out of his cast just 2 weeks after thumb surgery. He's not catching footballs yet, but he's ahead of schedule in his recovery and has an outside chance to return to the lineup this week.
It's day to day. We just got to see, make sure things heal up the right way. We'll know a little bit more tomorrow at this point. So just coming off the bye, he made a tremendous amount of progress. We just got to see at this point how he looks going into Wednesday, really.
Buffalo's coaching staff was hard at work during the bye week trying to find solutions to some of their deficiencies through the first five games. When it comes to Buffalo's rushing attack, offensive coordinator Rick Dennison is only out to use what will work best against that week's opponent.
We took a look at every play we ran and threw, looked at our strengths and our weaknesses, and we'll build off of that. Whether they're zones or gaps or whatever we do, we'll do what we do best, and then obviously try and tie that to what Tampa Bay does.
A roster move as well on Monday. Chantrell Henderson, who had been serving a five-game suspension, was added to the active roster. To make room on the roster for Henderson, the team waived cornerback Greg Maven. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.